Are you a homeowner, maybe home buyer, trying to track mortgage rates? And it is frustrating as all get out because one day, like 2 days ago, mortgage rates went up 0.8% in one day. So how do you protect yourself if you're a homeowner, maybe home buyer? Well, first thing, you need to subscribe down over there. But next, I'm going to talk to you guys today about what in the heck's going on with those and why. Because if you're watching this channel, you're a homeowner, home buyer, heck, you can even be a realtor, loan officer trying to figure out what's going on these and what to tell your clients. So today we're going to talk about, no, we're not going to talk about Greenland or things like that. We're actually going to talk about things that really matter when it comes to these things over here. What are those? Well, let's get over to it, folks. Well, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day because I'm actually a loan officer. So if you need some assistance with a mortgage, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you out. But let's get over to the news that's really affecting these things and the whys behind it. So the first thing we want to look at is, yeah, how Trump is going on right now. They're revamping this taco trade. What that really means is he comes in and Trump always comes in and then he takes away. So I consider this like this. And don't take this literally. He throws a hand grenade in a room, lets it blow up, then walks in and says, okay, let's negotiate. And that's how he does these things. So when Greenland news came out and all this other stuff, remember, go back to my video from the other day. I'm like, okay, relax. In about 2-3 days, we're going to be like, okay, what really happened? So today we're going to talk about the economic news that's really affecting rates. And we got a lot of information coming in today. We got news on the jobs numbers, and they came in pretty darn good. Inflation and GDP, all the things that the Federal Reserve monitors. So without further ado, folks, let's get to today's news. So the first thing I want to start out was with the economic calendar. And the reason being is this is going to give us some insight on what the Federal Reserve looks at and what the markets look at when they're trying to figure out where yields are going with bonds. And I'm going to go over bonds here in a second with you. But here's what we got so far today. Continued jobless claims. We got the PCE from Q3 of last year, we'll skip that. We got GDP and initial jobless claims. That's what we got out so far. So let's look at these numbers real quick. Initial jobless claims. Remember, everybody's saying, okay, the jobs are going to fall off a cliff. It's going to be worse than it's ever been. Well, the jobs numbers are looking pretty good. Last reading on the unemployment numbers, 199,000. They thought it would go up a little bit. It actually stayed right on point. Well, if you go to the continued jobless claims, this is where I monitor. Because look at it. If somebody lost their job, but they got a job the next day or whatever, then that really had no net effect on things. So are people being able to be absorbed back in the market? Well, yeah. Right through your last reading, continued jobless claims was 1.87. Now it's 1.84. So it went down. So we couple that with actually strong wage growth, you're looking at a pretty good economy for a lot of people. Okay, so let's go over to this. Let's see how the bond markets react into this news. So here's what happened last week. So we had Trump coming in with the Greenland thing and all that stuff. Here's the volatility. So if you're a homeowner, how do you figure out what's going on with rates? Because when the rates are up here, the rates are the lowest they were. And then they went down through here, not lowest they were ever, but this is low. When this bond price goes down, which you have to understand is as the price goes down, rates go up. So rates were really low here. They were in maybe the fives. Now we're back in the 6% rates. What do you do if you're a homeowner out there trying to say, okay, I'd love to refinance, but I don't really know how, what to do? First thing I need you to do is grab your mortgage statement, put your information right in here. So folks, I created a tool for you we can watch your monitor your rate on your mortgage. So go to the rate update, click the Rate Watch 2.1. Now, even if you did this on Rate Watch 2.0, please redo it in this one. This one is crazy cool. What I need you to do is just put in your mortgage information, okay? And put in the rate you want to refinance. What I'll do is I'll monitor it. We don't sell it. And then I'll let you know once the rate hits, I'll let you know what your new payment's going to be with the cost would be, what your break-even point's going to be. Those are hugely important. So check out those tools, but let's get back to it so I can explain to you guys where I think rates are going to go from here and how that tool might help you out a little bit. So here's what we've seen over the last 5 days, trading days. So over yesterday, so Monday it was catastrophic. It went way down here. That means rates are going up. And then yesterday we had a complete reversal, and yeah, it was tied to Greenland and a lot of other things. But the debacle on Monday was basically Japan. So if you don't understand that, check out a video I did the other day right up through there. It explains to you why the market really spiked the other day. today. And I said, relax, it'll come back. And that's exactly what it did. We're not as low as we were, but I think we might just get there. So now let's get over to these pieces of the puzzle. This is what the Federal Reserve looks at, okay? They look at the PCE, that's inflation. They look at the unemployment rate, and they look at GDP. We got all that stuff today, and it's looking pretty darn good. So now let's get over to, based on this good news, remember I always say good news is good for the economy, but it's bad news for mortgage rates. So now with this good news on the unemployment side, and even inflation numbers are looking pretty good, where are mortgage rates going to go? So let's go over to the CME FedWatch group to see where the Federal Reserve's most likely to do what they're most likely to do in 6 days. Yeah, the Fed's meeting in 6 days. Well, they're going to do absolutely nothing, because the federal funds rate right now is 3.5 to 3.75. There's a 95% chance they're not cutting at this meeting, an 88% chance they're not cutting at the next meeting, and even a 70% chance they're not cutting at the meeting after that. But here's an interesting thing right through here. That is the last meeting actually for this current Federal Reserve chief. He is actually going to, his term's up. And then we're also going to have one, maybe two other people that are going to take early retirements. We might have a whole new cast of characters by the June meeting. And that's when they're saying, they might cut in the June meeting. But as you guys know, just because the Federal Reserve cut rates, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. Two out of the last three Septembers, we had the Federal Reserve cut rates. And one of those mortgage rates spiked within about 4 or 5 days, 1 full percent. So I don't think it's going to happen this time. Use our tools to protect yourself. Now, based on this news, how's the markets faring? Because 2 days ago, it was catastrophic. We had the Dow Jones, down 600 points maybe? Well, yesterday, it was up 500 or 600 points, and now it continues its rally. So far today, it's looking pretty darn good, like a Cinderella story. We got all the indices up. We got oil down below $60 a barrel. And we have bond yields. They're really not doing anything. It's 0.006. That's nothing. Let's push our luck and see what crypto's doing. It's down, so we don't have a complete Cinderella story, but the markets are looking pretty darn good. Last piece of the puzzle, it is earnings season, and I want to just show you just briefly, right over my head, that's all I want you to look at. These are the earnings reports coming in. This is the earnings per share for these companies. So far today, we had, 4 out of 8 companies coming in with earnings, and they all beat or exceeded. That's what the green means above my head. Yesterday, we had, 2, 4, 6 out of 7 beat on their earnings estimates, and some of them really beat big time. And then on Monday, we had 7 out of 8 beating earnings as well. So I know that really doesn't mean much to a lot of things, but it at least shows you the economy, the markets, they're doing pretty darn good right now, and so are corporations. So if they're doing good, you're probably doing good, and if you're doing good, well, the economy's probably doing good as well. So now the last piece of my puzzle, I want to bring this back. If you're in the process of getting a mortgage right now, I get this question all the time. Should I lock in or should I float? I'm still on the verge of just if you're closing within 30 days, just lock it. Don't drive yourself nuts. Give yourself a heart attack, because if rates come down, they're going to trickle from here. They're going to maybe go down 0.05 a day or something like that. But if they go up, like you saw the other day, they're going to go up fast, okay? That's what's happening in this. So if you're looking to do something in the next 30 days, just lock in, folks. Don't drive yourself crazy. If you're not closing within 30 days, just float. Subscribe over there. Watch my videos every day. It's going to take you 8 minutes a morning and 8 minutes in the evenings, and you're going to understand a little bit more, or hopefully a lot more, of what the heck goes on with these every day and why. So folks, hopefully you understand a little bit more about how these things work. If you need some help with a mortgage, please reach out to me. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. And we have a slogan that I made, and I think I'm going to patent this thing. And it says this: what if you could put in your application in one site, have one credit report ran, and get comparables to over 30 different lenders with just that much ease? Well, that's what we could do for you here, folks. My bank, we're set up with over 30 other lenders to be able to produce or provide you their products, their rates, and you can work with yours truly during this whole process. So check it out. You can also check us out each Wednesday. Al and I do live. I'll try to put the video right up through there so you can watch yesterday's live event on how we do this. But now hopefully you understand a little bit more on how rates work. And if you need some help, I would love to help you out. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and you'd be in good hands if you're looking to refinance or purchase. I'd love to help you out and be your go-to person. So other than that, I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless, and stay warm out there, folks. It's chilly out there. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.